Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Please also join me on the fan page at facebook.com/tantalizingnature. A link can be found in the description. For this episode, I will be reading. Hello, and welcome to my podcast. Now, I will be reading A Case Too Hot to Handle, written and read by myself. Julia, what? I replied. I had been lost in my own thoughts and hadn't heard a word my best friend had been saying. I was saying, you need to get out more. You're always working. How long has it been since you've let yourself have a night of hot sex? Amber asked. I had to think about it for a minute. It had been so long that it was hard to remember exactly how long ago it was. 7 months, I think, I finally replied to her probing question. Girl, are you serious? I know, I replied. I could really use a night de-stressing with some random man, but I've been busy at work. I just haven't found the time to go out anywhere to meet someone. You need to. You're going to turn into an old maid soon if you don't get some dick. I laughed. What can I do? I have this big case that's going to trial, and that's all I have time for. Have you thought about maybe one of the guys at your law firm? I had never thought about that. I mean, it wouldn't be very professional to be sleeping with your colleagues, especially if you wanted to get ahead when you're a woman. My mind started turning. There was this one guy at work that was super hot. He worked down in the mailroom, and he was very ambitious. Well, there is this young guy in the mailroom, I replied. Then what are you waiting for? You need to get a good pounding. Are you going to start growing cobwebs down there? She joked. I laughed with her, but honestly, she was right. It had been way too long since the last time I'd been with a man. After she left, I lay in bed awake thinking about it. Could I really have random sex with one of the guys in the office? Doing something so bad was turning me on. Sliding my hand down my stomach and under my panties, I felt my engorged nub. I closed my eyes and imagined meeting that hunky guy in the mailroom in a back supply closet. I envisioned him on his knees with my skirt pulled up, panties down around one of my ankles, and his head buried in my wet pussy. I slowly began to circle my clit with my fingers around and around. My orgasm came surprisingly fast and hard. I cried out as I felt the pulsing inside. I fell asleep with a smile on my face after that. My dreams that night were filled with lustful scenarios. Because of this, the next day at work, my body was hot and my pussy was pulsing with need. As usual, though, tonight was going to be a long night. There was an important brief due in a couple of days, and it had to be perfect. Hard to concentrate with my body on fire. All I could think about was my pussy being eaten and fucked long and hard by a nice, thick cock. I could feel the heat between my legs. I wanted it so bad that every time I moved, it excited me to feel the friction there. I looked over at the clock. It was late. Too late to try to find someone to take care of the heat growing with every movement I made. Feel how wet I was getting. Maybe I should just slip into the bathroom and take care of myself. There wasn't anyone else here on the same floor, though, so maybe I could just slide my skirt up and slide my finger inside, right there at the conference table. Going into the bathroom wasn't that inviting, so I took a look around to make sure I was alone. at 1 in the morning. I wasn't really worried about anybody discovering what I was doing. I slid my pencil skirt up to my waist, giving me access to my soaking wetness. Biting my lip, I ran the tip of my finger around my engorged and very sensitive nub. I could feel my taut nipples begging to be set free. Forgetting where I was, I pulled it breast out of my top, squeezing the nipple as I started sliding my finger in and out. Oh, I could feel myself getting closer and closer to exploding, but just couldn't get myself to orgasm. I was so close, but for some reason my body was holding back. Oh, I was so frustrated, I was about to give up when I heard a man's moan. Let me help you, I heard him say. Opening my eyes, shocked and embarrassed, I see Tom, the ambitious young hunk from the mailroom, standing there. I was so surprised, I couldn't even move or think for a second. I knew I could be caught satisfying myself, but that was a big part of the excitement, but I never imagined it would actually happen. He walked over and kneeled down between my legs. Looking up, he gave me a look. I could tell he was asking if it was okay for him to taste my pussy. There was a surge of heat between my legs. I was so close to coming. I wanted it so bad. Without thought, I gave him a nod. He grinned, reached up, and pulled my panties aside. He took a few seconds to take in my wet pink pussy. He spread my lips and hole, driving me crazy. He lowered his mouth to suck my clit. As soon as his mouth closed over, I felt my body finally release. I cried out and held his head to me, my legs wrapped around his shoulders. I came hard. My juices were squirting out of me. As my body started calming, he slid his finger inside, sending me right back over the edge. He pumped his finger in me until my moan subsided, and he licked up every bit of my pussy juices. He stood up and started undoing his pants. He didn't have to tell me what he wanted. I knew. His cock was rock hard when he released it from his pants. I was pleasantly surprised to see he had a nice, thick, meaty cock. I lowered myself to my knees and took his cock in both my hands. I slid just the head into my mouth. I swirled my tongue around the head and sucked lightly. Then, with a little bit more pressure, his moans drove crazy. I looked up at him as I ran my tongue up and down the sides of his cock. By the time I made it back to the head, there was pre-cum escaping. I licked it up before I put as much of his cock in my mouth as I could. I wanted to impress him, so I tried to deep throat. I gagged a few times, but continued. I loved how he was watching me suck and gag on him. Spit was dripping out of my mouth onto the tile floor with a dripping sound. My jaw was going numb when he pulled back. I stood up. His hands were on my breast as he guided me on top of the conference table. I moved over the documents I'd been working on, not caring that it was going to take me a lot of time to put everything back. I just wanted his cock inside me and didn't care about anything else. He laid me back on the table. My legs were spread wide where I could feel the air on my wet pussy. He lowered his head and sucked on my sensitive nub until I was bucking my hips. I felt the air again as he stood and replaced his lips with his thick, hard cock. As soon as the head crested my tight hole, I exploded. My juices ran over onto his cock, helping him slide it more into my tightness. Feeling my pussy stretch over him increased my orgasm. You have a tight pussy. You like it, baby. Fuck it hard, I replied. Oh God, he felt so good. I realized what I'd been missing and knew I wasn't going to go without cock again. He began pumping it inside me. It felt like he was jackhammering my pussy. It was a little painful, but I was enjoying every thrust. I enjoyed feeling my breast bouncing as he pumped my pussy. My orgasm was building again. My cries became louder and louder. He thrust his cock harder inside me, slamming the back of my pussy. The waves hit me over and over. I clawed at the table, barely able to handle the intensity. He gave one last jarring slam into me before releasing his hot, milky seed into my pulsing pussy. Feeling his cock pulse drove me wild. I lay back, feeling every pulse as his cock softened. The minute he pulled out, releasing a gush of white liquid from my swollen pussy. I had to wait a couple more minutes before I could stand up. My legs were so weak. We cleaned up, and he headed back to the mail room. I took a few minutes to compose myself and to replay how he had fucked me in my head. I knew this was going to become our secret pleasure at the office. Wait to have more. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Now for the next story. Oh, I will be reading He Made Me His Slave, written and read by myself. He wraps a leather strap around my neck. The feel of it tightening turns me on. He tightens it just enough for it to constrict some of my breathing. I love how it feels to have him in control of my body. He tells me when and where, and I follow his every command. He's my master, and I his sex slave. I'm not the type of girl you would expect to get involved in a dom and submissive type relationship. I grew up in a normal middle-class family, went to college where I was in a sorority, after which I got a boring office job. Seemed to become more of the same every day. I craved excitement. I needed something new and different, which is how I found my master. Actually, I should probably say he found me and made me his slave. We met online. I was bored sitting at home when I got his friend request from a guy I didn't know. His profile seemed dark and a lot more exciting than mine. I normally don't accept requests from people I don't know, but I really needed something different in my life. So I did what I normally wouldn't do. He seemed to know right away that there was something missing in my life. He messaged me soon after I accepted and shockingly told me how boring my page was and asked what I did for fun. I wrote and deleted my answer a few times before giving up responding. Nothing really. You sound really boring, he wrote back. You need someone to show you how to enjoy yourself. Are you offering? I asked. I'm sure you couldn't handle my kind of fun. It might shock your sensibilities. I was intrigued. I mean, what could be that shocking? I went to frat parties where things got a bit crazy. I didn't realize how naive I was and didn't even consider that he was talking about a darker sexual side of life. I went to bed that night thinking about this new mysterious man. He didn't have photos of himself up. I didn't know what to think of that. Was he shy? Was he ugly? Or maybe he was just wasn't into selfies. We continued to chat. I noticed I was spending more and more time talking to him and getting excited when I would see a message notification. Chats turned into calls, and then he invited me over. I was dying to know what he looked like. I wanted to have some fun, some real fun. I accepted and then nervously waited for the date to come. It was especially hard. The day of, I hadn't been this excited in a long time. Finally, the evening came. I headed over to his place to meet him for the first time and see what he looked like. I had to have some fun, some real fun. I accepted, then nervously waited for the date to come. It was especially hard the day of. I hadn't been this excited in a long time. Finally, the evening came. I headed over to his place to meet him for the first time and see what he looked like. In a nice apartment complex that was gated, so he had to let me in when I got there. I followed his directions to his apartment. He was standing outside waiting for me. I was surprised when I finally got to lay eyes on him. He wasn't exactly hot, but he wasn't bad either. There was something mysterious about him, and I felt myself wanting to know more. His place was nice. There was a lot of black, but everything was clean and in its place. I don't know why, but I had thought he'd have more of a messy, unkempt kind of place. He poured us some drinks, and we went into the living room. I sat down nervously, glancing around. I didn't know what to say. My eyes finally rested on him, and I could see he had been watching me with a half-cocked smile on his face. Don't be nervous. You are going to enjoy everything tonight. The alcohol started to take effect, and I could feel myself calming. We started talking, and I felt just as comfortable with him as I did on the internet. Later, we started talking about his fetishes, and I couldn't help myself but wondering what it would be like. We talked of things I kind of knew some people did, but had never met anyone that actually did these things. He said he was a dom, and that I looked like I would be a submissive, a slave. I had a few more glasses of wine by now, and I was feeling it. Talking about sex was making me feel super horny. I hadn't had sex in a long time, and the last guy I was with wasn't even worth it. He got off, but I didn't. While he was doing me, I was thinking about what I was going to do that weekend and couldn't wait for him to get off me. As I stood up to pour another glass of wine, walking over to the wine bottle, I could feel the slickness of my juices. Oh, the more he talked, the more intrigued I became, and the more it turned on. I could feel myself become flushed. My breathing was becoming a bit rushed as every bit of me was dying to experience what he was explaining. To start, he was saying, I would probably ease you into it, taking a little more control each time. Sounds amazing, I replied, as he stood up and walked behind me. He came up behind the sofa I was sitting on and leaned over. I could feel his hot breath on my sensitive skin behind my ear. He didn't say anything. He just let me feel how close he was. I turned my head towards him. Our lips were inches apart. I held my breath, waiting to see what he would do next. Would he kiss me? He held his lips mere inches from mine. The anticipation was killing me. Finally, closed the gap between our waiting lips. His kiss surprisingly gentle and soft. I felt myself melting into the sofa. His hand crept up slowly to encircle my neck, slightly applying pressure as his tongue slid deliciously in and out of my mouth. The slight pressure of my neck sent heat rushing down my body to my already soaked opening. I moaned into his mouth as his tongue darted in and out of mine. His hand slid down into the front of my blouse and under my bra to my taut nipples. He squeezed my rock hard nipples between his thumb and forefinger, driving me wild. Just when I couldn't take it anymore, he brought his hand back up to my neck. He put enough pressure for me to know he wanted me to follow him. Hands still around my neck, he guided me around the sofa and walked me towards a hall, then to a closed door at the end. He opened the door with his other hand and pushed it open, walking me backwards, stopping by a dresser. "Close your eyes," he said. I thought this was so exciting. I closed my eyes dutifully. I could hear the sound of him opening a drawer and him sliding something out. He then walked me over to the bed, standing at the side with my eyes still shut. He released my neck and kissed the area where his hand had just been. I felt his lips leave my exposed neck, then something was being wrapped around my neck, and I felt it being fastened. Oh my God, I thought, did he just put a collar on me? It was snug, but I could breathe just fine. "You can open your eyes now," he whispered into my ear. I could feel every nerve of mine stand on end. I was more excited than I had ever remembered feeling. I put my hand up to feel the leather strap around my neck. There was a ring on the backside that I surmised was for a leash to be attached. Right now, there was nothing there. He guided my head down to the bed, so I was bending over. He pulled my bottoms off, leaving my panties. I knew he would be able to see they were soaking already. He smacked my ass before running his finger up and down my incredibly soaking wet pussy. He smacked my ass again and then slowly pulled my panties down, exposing the slit of my ass and pussy to him. He grabbed my ass cheeks, one in each hand, before burying his face in my ass and licking my dripping wet pussy. I was so incredibly turned on that it took seconds for me to release my orgasm into his eager mouth. He stood me up, turned me around. He pulled off my top and practically ripped off my bra. I stood there naked in front of him while he took down his clothes. I was eager to see what size cock he had. When he stood up, I gasped in excitement at the sight of his cock standing straight out a good 8 inches. He was going to destroy my pussy tonight. Looking at me in the eye, he said, "Get on your knees. You know what to do." I did as I was told. I sank to my knees and took his huge cock in my hands and wrapped my lips around it. I took pleasure in hearing him moan as I sucked and licked as much as I could get in my mouth. I ran my tongue up and down the shaft. My jaw started to hurt, but I didn't want to stop until he told me I could. Just when I thought my jaw was going to give out, he pulled my head up and yanked me back up and bent me over the bed. He didn't enter me right away. Instead, I heard the sound of the drawer being opened again and something being taken out. I felt something being attached to the collar around my neck. I could tell it was a chain by the sound. He didn't say anything as he pulled on the chain, pulling my neck slightly back as he entered me from behind. His dick was so thick and long, I knew he didn't have all of it in me yet. I hadn't had sex in a long time, and my pussy was good and tight for him. I loved the sound of his moan as he pushed his cock further and further inside of me with every thrust. As my moans became more frantic, he began pounding me harder and harder. Finally, he was all the way in me. My pussy quivered and pulsed on his cock. My cries continued as he pounded my pussy. As I came down from my orgasm, he flipped me around so I was now laying on my back, my ass at the end of the bed, and my legs he put over his shoulders. The collar was moved so the hook for the chain was under my chin. He wrapped the chain around his fist. Leaning forward a bit, he slid his cock into my waiting opening. I closed my eyes as he began to slide it in and out of me. "Look at me while I'm fucking you," he said. I obediently opened my eyes and looked into his steel gaze as he continued to give me his cock. With every thrust, my cries became louder until I was screaming his name. His thrust became harder until he was frenziedly pounding into me. With one last jarring thrust, he quickly pulled his cock out, yanking me off the bed and onto my knees. He grabbed my head with both his hands and slammed his cock into my mouth as he released all his liquid. "Swallow all of it," I heard him grit out as the last bit of his seed pumped out into my mouth. I sucked and licked up every drop, licking my lips as I looked up at him. He smiled down at me and said, "Now that was a good little slave." I knew right then that this was just the beginning, and I had a lot of new things to experience. Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. And please also join me on the fan page at Facebook.com/tantalizingnature.